Riley Green changed my mind on B105. It is The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning and welcome to Friday. TGIF, Lauren.
TGIF.
Oh, it feels good. Got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, too. We got things happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, get outside, enjoy the weather. It's B105. It's The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. Member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. What's going on, Lauren?
So we have talked about this, but Charlie Behrens, you know, he is coming to Duluth for a show. Now, I feel like, I don't know, when I first started here 9 years ago, like, you knew who he was, but nobody else knew who he was.
I followed him from an early time on Manitowoc Minute when he first started. And then I actually interviewed. I was, like, one of the first people that... Not one of the, probably the first dozen places.
No, you're the first one.
Okay, yeah, I was groundbreaking journalism on my part.
Yeah, so he's going to be at Dyke Symphony Hall, and that'll be October 10th. But they just added another show for the same day because it is very close to selling out. So if you did not get tickets to the original with showtime at 8, they added an earlier one, and the showtime is at 5, doors open at 4. So tickets to that go on sale today at 10 a.m.
And he was just here, too, for that because he's big against the data centers and everything, and he talks about it. He says there needs to be policy, which I 100% agree with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There needs to be policies in place for this kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to get on a political box.
Just if you want to go see Charlie Behrens,
there you go.
Go do it.
Yep. Check it out. All right. I'll mention this quick. I talked about it before, and then we butchered the name of it. It's the Perseid meteor showers.
Mm-hmm. We definitely did.
Thanks, Kevin, for the correction on that one. Anyway, that's going on now. Between midnight and the early hours is when you can best see it. And Minnesota's a pretty good spot to see it, too, because we've got a lot of dark sanctuaries or dark sky areas, like Voyageurs National Park or Boundary Waters. Mm-hmm. But really, you can go up like the North Shore, just go an overpass, overlook, and you can see it. Mm-hmm. You know, so at the peak, which is going to be August 12th and 13th, it'll be 50 to 100 meteors per hour.
That's cool.
That's nuts.
That's really cool. I want to see.
Have you ever seen it?
No, not this particular one, but it happens not often, but,
over
the years.
I'll come over to your house, I'll wake you up in the middle of the night, and I'll bring you out, and I'll say, see, Lauren, and then it'll be a memory you'll have forever.
If you wake me up in the middle of the night, you'd probably get maced.
I probably get maced. That's better than being the shot, I guess.
Wow, okay.
Well, thank you, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you.
Guess I'm going to go start watching by myself. It's okay. B105. B105, Lauren's Country Lowdown. Okay, what's up?
So, Bailey Zimmerman.
Is he okay?
You know, I have no inside knowledge, and obviously if I did, I wouldn't blast his personal stuff, but I don't think he is okay.
Mm.
Because, you know, in June, he had to pay, I think it was like almost $20,000 in restitution to a hotel in New Mexico because he like trashed it. So he just canceled the European leg of his current tour, which is like his first big arena tour. So he announced yesterday morning, he said, I want everyone to hear it from me. He said that his family needs him right now, which I think it's him. I think he needs a break. He probably didn't want to worry people, but I don't know. But I just feel like he's going through it. He said, I need to take this time to focus on important family matters. Everything's okay. My family needs my attention. That's what I've got to do. He will finish out the current leg of his tour, which goes through August here in the U.S. Then he said he'll be taking time off to focus on me, my family, and new music. He does have more tour dates in September. He hasn't commented on those, but this one of the tour dates that he canceled was a festival. And they said they're scrambling now to find a headliner with it being just a few weeks away.
That's tough.
Yeah, obviously family comes first, but I do worry that he's kind of going through it right now.
Yeah, you know, obviously that hotel incident, something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel bad for, you know, some of these stars that, you know, if your head isn't right before you become famous, it ain't going to get better on its own.
No, I don't feel like money and fame helps.
No, it makes
it
way worse.
But it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. So I hope things work out for him.
Yeah, definitely wishing him the best. I was going to save this for next hour, but I just want to talk about Luke Combs. So he's getting some heat. So he is, well, he's probably gone now, but he has been traveling all over for his My Kind of Saturday Night tour. He was just in Scotland, played this like famous castle. And on Wednesday of this week, he went to a famous golf course. It's called the Old Course.
Mm-hmm.
and it's considered the home of golf. It's an honor to play there. Not everyone can just go play golf there. Some of the earliest golf games ever.
You have to have an established handicap of pretty good to play there.
Yeah, so it was an honor for him to be there. Well, he showed up, this is why I love him, in a Nike football sweatshirt, some cargo shorts.
Okay, that was probably not a great idea.
Baseball hat, and he was like, people were all over him saying, like, this is so disrespectful. Like, do you know where you are? You should have dressed up. I don't think we should be being mean to Luke. I don't really know about golf, but, you know, he has stayed true to who he is, and I appreciate that.
I mean,
why are we being mean to him?
He didn't look that bad, but you are supposed to, I mean, you are supposed to wear a collared shirt.
I don't know if he's even wearing golf shoes. I don't know.
Yeah, they look like, well, they could be.
He might have
been
wearing a polo under his sweatshirt. It did look like it was a little bit cold, but people were like, you should have dressed up.
Yeah, it's not that big. As a golfer, knowing how snobby golfers can be,
right?
I can see that. And that comes from a golfer here. I'm calling other, you know, if you're a golfer, you know how snobby some golfers can be.
Yeah.
You know, so you should have seen that coming, I think. But one time I did wear Crocs because I forgot my shoes when I was camping. Don't make that face.
No, that would just be like painful.
No, it wasn't really actually that bad. Some people golf barefoot. B105, 710, Laugh Off. Let's do this.
Should I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, I lost my job. Okay, here
we
go.
Oh, dear.
I saw this on the sign of Lake Superior College. They always have a joke of the day. Or maybe.
Oh, I thought you already started the joke. Okay,
no, no. So okay. I shout out to them because I was driving the other day and I saw it and I'm like, thank you.
Okay.
So someone once told me I would never be a journalist. Boy, have I got news for them.
I literally just did that joke the other day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I feel like I've never heard this joke before.
They probably heard it from me and then they put it up.
I was so excited. Yeah, I wrote it in my little note.
No, I used that like last week, I think, or even earlier this week.
Roll the tape back.
I remember using that joke. That's funny.
I'm concerned about my brain. Am I okay?
Hey,
I was so
to the
excited
club.
After it. I saw it on the sign.
Jokes Lauren might have missed. New segment. Along with news, Ken's might have missed.
My brain isn't as sharp as I thought.
Okay. Are you ready to move on?
No. Yes.
It's okay. Lauren, what do you call a $2 chicken?
Buck buck.
Okay. I mean, that was simple.
Buck buck.
Okay. This one comes.
Good sound effect.
This one comes from Rachel. Sent this in the B105 app.
What do you call a person who eats other people slowly? And nibble.
Oh, funny.
Nothing like a cannibal joke in the morning.
Little bites.
Cute. Can I say
it's
that's cute?
No. How is that cute? How is anything about a cannibal cute? You're losing it.
I worry that I am.
All right. Well,
am I okay? It's the weekend.
Go clear your mind with the Spirit Halloween locator or something. You know,
that does go live today.
That does go live today, I know.
Gotta go look.
That's a 710 Laugh Off on B105. B105, it is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 720, and today we're going to be about 77, 78 degrees, somewhere around there, about 66 right now in the Twin Ports. So, coming up next week, we got some fun. I'm excited about this because he's one of, I like this comedian. He's great, Joe Coy.
Oh, well, if you're nice to me, I'll give you a pair of tickets. No, he's going to be at Black Bear Casino on August 14th. That's a Friday. And so because he's a comedian, we want you to take part in the 710 Laugh Off. So what you have to do, and you can read if you forget this or you want to circle back, go to B105country.com. But open up our app, click the B105 Buzzline button, send us your best joke. Has to be safe to air on the radio. And we're going to air one back next week, starting Monday, during the 710 Laugh Off. And if you hear it, that means that
you won. We use your joke.
And I'll also reach out to you as well. But we're going to do it Monday. We'll do it Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So,
All right. Your chance to win.
Get that dad joke ready.
Yeah, with Joe Coy. Okay, mm-hmm. 710 Laugh Off. So look for that at B105country.com and start signing on Lauren.
So we were just talking about movies yesterday. Lots of good movies coming to theaters this weekend.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yep. Right. So Marcus Duluth Cinema, they shared this. I wanted to share it as well. There is so much construction going on.
I know. I was down there yesterday. It was a nightmare.
Like, I went to go meet my friend at the Lake Walk the other day, and I'm like, it would have been easier for me to walk from work than to try to deal with it. So they said for this weekend, construction and parking warning. They said there's a large amount of construction in front of both the entrances, And they said only one entrance will be open at any given time. They said they don't know which one is going to be open because construction flips between the two. So they just say plan ahead, give yourself extra time. I'm guessing a lot of people are very late for their movies and maybe complaining, asking for a refund. They said that you should be let through in single file. And then they also said that tomorrow, 3 p.m., there's a large local event near the movie theater, things going on at the deck. So they just said plan accordingly. Maybe park and walk if you can, but it is a good reminder. Because I forget, you know.
I was down there yesterday. I had to bring a vehicle down there to the Amsoil parking lot, and it was
insane. Like,
I was trying to go into the one that's, I guess it would be the south entrance. What's the? I don't know. It's the one that's parallel to I-35. Couldn't get in that one because they were tearing up the road, and then I could barely get through the one by the Willie Mae Irvin. And it was like, and they had like waved me through, and it was like I had to hop a curb. It was just nuts.
Yeah. Oh, you hopped a curb.
Yeah, I was part of the situation.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. But
no, I was supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Anyways, plan ahead.
What do you mean, you hopping a curb happens.
Never mind. Plan ahead. Lots going on this weekend. And don't like drive away because you think that no entrances are open. You can get in. You just need patience. So
patience, right?
Good lesson in time management.
Doesn't it feel like this summer has been the worst road construction?
Well, it's everywhere. It's like
it's just like you can't go anywhere.
Literally everywhere.
And I know, like in Superior, they're trying to get everything done because they got the Bong Bridge is going to be the only bridge here soon.
Yep.
And so that's been just a nightmare as well. So
last Thursday, I think it was, it took me 50 minutes to get home.
Took okay?
Yeah. Because there was like they were doing some road project, which thank you. It needs to be done. But I'm like, it's just everywhere you look.
It's a lot.
Good lesson in patience.
Okay. Thank you, Lauren. It's 7:26 at B105. We'll get your weather forecast coming up next. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
Breakfast Club confession. So I had some... didn't have to call the fire department, so that's good.
Okay, that is a plus, I guess. But what did you do?
So, you know, you're really supposed to... So, Traeger grills are awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that you got to make sure you keep them clean.
Yep.
I'm pretty good about cleaning out the burner and everything. This last time, though, I was... when you go to high heat, you really got to make sure it's clean.
Right.
And I did not change out the drip tray.
That thing's a hazard.
I didn't think I needed to. I think it'd be fine. I was just going to do some garlic bread on it quick because I smoked some sausages on there, and then we were doing pasta and whatever. And then I got some garlic bread, and I'm just going to cook it on that quick. So I just cranked up like 400, turned around, looked back, flame shooting out of every thing.
That is not good.
And then what happens is you open it up, and then the flames really take off because it's got oxygen. You're not supposed to open the lid.
Right.
But I had to get the charred garlic bread out.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to save some of the garlic bread. Still got it.
Well, I mean, that's the real tragedy here.
Right. It got done in like 3 minutes instead of the 10 it usually takes. So that was good. But, it didn't get away from me too bad. I didn't have any damage to the grill. And it happens.
That's good. You got to take care of it, you know?
Right. And then the next day, I was like, well, let's do something simple. Let's just do pizzas in the oven in the house. And I had the AC going. So I was like, okay, the house is not going to get that hot. And I forgot that there was some debris in there from before. And I forgot to clean that out. And that all caused a big smoky mess in the house. So, the wildfire smokes me. Lately, it's been me. Sorry.
Wow. Any neighbors living by Ken, if you see some smoke.
Something to see your expensive grill with flames shooting out of it.
I'm thinking of the garlic bread still. Just like, rip. I don't know. Yeah.
Didn't turn out that well.
But it's good that it's a good reminder to clean your
Traeger. Yeah. Those fire pots don't clean themselves.
Okay, so I am going to probably regret saying this, but the other day I went to go get water from the fridge. And our fridge is never working, or it's just never working. The filter goes out, whatever. So I started getting water, and then I realized the fridge was broken. But it was already broken when I went to go get water. Like,
I was thinking you're the one that broke it?
No, it was already broken, and I was like, okay.
The dispenser thing, yeah.
But I was in a rush, and so I was like, I am going to text Ken and our boss, Mary, let them know, and Tammy, because she's kind of like in charge of the fridge. And I just forgot. I was rushing. Shocker. And then there was an email sent out by our coworker that's like, if you notice something that's broken or you break something, you need to like be responsible and tell people. And I was like, oh my goodness, I forgot to tell everybody about the fridge being broken. Oops.
Who broke it?
I didn't break it, but I saw that it was broken because I tried to get water and I couldn't, and I meant to tell people, but
John, call after all the bars are closed on B105, and we got Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Yep, so you wanted me to mention this Bailey Zimmerman story again. Yeah. In case anybody missed it, we talked about it last hour. I'll condense it a little bit, and you can read everything B105country.com. But basically, he's on a tour right now, his first arena tour, killing it. And then he was set to go to Europe, a few other places across the pond, if you will, and he canceled, and he said that it's for family reasons.
Important family matters, yeah.
Yep, so he has a few more U.S. tour dates in August, and then he said he is going to complete those, and then he's going to take a break and focus on himself and his family. Now, he does have more U.S. tour dates in September that he hasn't canceled, so, of course, people are speculating the reasons behind it. I just hope that he's okay or gets, you know, whatever help he needs, because he seems like just mentally he's having a tough time. You know, he got
that incident, the hotel room that he trashed.
Yep. And he, you know, paid restitution. I think it was like $17,000.
Something like that, yeah.
So wishing him the best. He hasn't said anything else about it, but you can read more at B105country.com. Now, he was supposed to headline a festival, and they said, we respect, you know, his decision, but they're like, we are scrambling to find a headliner because, you know, it's coming up in like a month. Yeah. So, but family comes first. So we will see what happens. New music. On a happier note, Tucker Wetmore has released his Sunburn mixtape. Shaboozy's new album is out. Kind of has like a cowboy theme. It's called The Outlaw, Cherry Lee, and Other Western Tales.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so I think it's like a concept album, so excited about that. Riley Green has released a song from his upcoming album, That's Just Me. It's called Imagine That. New Kenny Chesney, Burn My Boat. That's off of his Silver Sands Marina album, which comes out the week after Riley's. And I feel like it's all like beach themed. I mean, that's kind of Kenny Chesney's thing, but I'm thinking about it and I'm like, Burn My Boat. The album title, Silver Sands Marina. I'm seeing a theme here.
Right, another beach theme, yeah. Another Caribbean theme, yeah.
Lainey Wilson has released I wouldn't call it an acoustic version, but Phone Keys Wallet, her current single. She released the audio from her phone when she wrote it. So that's kind of fun. Tyler Hubbard has a song out called 902180. Excited to learn what that's about. Your favorite
zip code 902810.
I don't know. Stephen Wilson Jr. and Miranda Lambert are two worlds coming together. Ken, they have a song together called Hardwired. Dasha has a song out today called Memo, and then Chase Matthew has a song out today called Autopilot.
Wow, lots of new music. Okay, check that out. B105country.com. Thank you, Lauren. George Burke. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And Andy from Tortoise and Air Footwear. We're just talking about the Odyssey. You saw it. You recommend,
seen
huh?
Seen it twice. Yeah.
Two times. That's
big.
Big
screen, and then I caught it at the cinema on the 35mm film.
Oh, like, neat.
It's the movie to do that if you're going to do it.
Yeah, the colors when they do that are so rich. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's neat. So yeah. I didn't know they did that. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Well, anyway, so we got the Odyssey review from Andy from Tortoise and Hair Footwear. And then Lauren was like, I don't know the story, but I got to see it. And he's like, well, spoiler alert, it's a 3,000-year-old story.
Yeah, but I've been able to avoid spoilers up until this point. Like, I don't want a spoiler because I haven't heard about it now. I'm sure that I learned about it. I just forgot. So
don't go see the Titanic. I don't want to tell you how that ends.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it's that crazy not to know the story, but yeah, anyway. Anyways, I stand.
I'll so what's going this on, one. Andy, at Tortoise and Air Footwear?
Well, rainy day today makes me think about, you know, what might happen if you're outside in your shoes and you don't want your feet to get wet.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah. So if you hate that feeling, then you might like Gore-Tex line shoes.
Okay.
And a lot of our trail and a lot of our hiking products have the Gore-Tex line. Ken, I know your Topo boots have the waterproof liner in them. And
it's great. When I was walking around and some of that, some of the muck or whatever, I couldn't believe how I didn't get wet.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And it's people tend to think that it's going to, like, overheat your feet in the summer weather. And it really doesn't do that. Like, with Gore-Tex, the material is designed so that air molecules are small enough to still pass through, albeit less so than, you know, just like traditional nylon mesh shoes. But the air molecules can still pass through, and the larger water molecules are blocked out. And not only that, but if water was to ever like get over the top of your boots and get inside the shoe, your body heats up the water and like turns it into water vapor, and it lets it escape back out of the shoe too.
Science.
Yeah.
Interesting. So there really is a shoe for everything. Waterproof shoes, like ice bugs, you know, like there's something for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, we are a specialty shop. You're not just coming into our store to, you know, grab a pair of shoes off a shelf and hope for the best. Like, your feet have needs. Come in and talk to myself or one of our staff, and we will help, you know, navigate you through the wild world of different specialty shoe options, and then we will find what is right for not only your feet, but what you're trying to do with them.
Yeah, well, that's the best reason, you know, I come in towards an area because I needed hiking boots. Boom, got them. And I didn't even know what I needed, and you showed me what I needed, and I love them. And then the Brooks, the Beast, you know, they helped out with that. And like I told you, I forgot my Brooks at the cabin, and like I'm like, why do my knees hurt this week?
Yeah.
You know, it's because I haven't been wearing my shoes.
Yeah, right? And not only that, another layer to this that people don't even think about as well is the inserts that we sell.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, you have a favorite pair of shoes that you just can't quite give up on, but maybe they don't make your body feel very good. Bring those in.
For people who can't let go.
Yes. Yeah. Or maybe it's something that we
so
don't
many
sell.
New like taglines today. Yeah.
Maybe it's a pair of shoes that we don't sell. Bring in your dress shoes or your steel toe work boots. We see a lot of guys coming in here. They're on their feet all day on a construction site or something.
Sure. Yep.
And those things are so darn heavy and they make their feet hurt. And bring those in. We can replace the insoles. We can specialize that sort of fit and structure to your feet as well, and really just level up. Not only the shoes that we sell, we can level up the shoes that you already have.
I'm going to send my husband in because he has those work boots, and I'm like, I worry about your feet.
Yeah,
he needs some. I'm going to send him in.
I had a guy with steel toe shoes come in a couple weeks ago. He was like literally limping in. He told me, I feel like I'm about to burst out into tears. My feet hurt so bad. He had plantar fasciitis.
Oh, yeah.
I lined him up with another set of plastic framed inserts to help stabilize his heel and arches. And he's like, I cannot believe the difference that this made.
Wow. I love that.
Well, check it out. Tortoise and Hare Footwear. Where are you guys at, Andy?
Yeah, we're located in West Duluth. We are on the corner of 40th Avenue West and Grand. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7. Saturdays are 9 to 5. Sundays are 11 to 4. And then follow our social media. We do a lot of fun events in and out of the shop. We've got some run clubs if you're looking to get motivated and get active. And then more information for all of this at tortoisehairfootwear.com.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for the movie review.
You're very welcome.
Check it out. The Odyssey, Andy recommends. 8-11, Ella Link. Bailey Zimmerman, Backup Plan, B105. It is The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 8-12, and today we are we got some rain coming through. Looks like we got weather happening right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it spin and come in near us and, you know, like over, like Andy was saying, he was coming in from West Duluth and it was just downpouring and it's pretty dark.
Yeah, it's very dark out. I love it.
It's night out here, but it's supposed to clear up later
on. I love it. So. Very gloomy. It's my vibe.
Right. Okay. It is your vibe. It's and its Spirit Halloween locator goes live today too.
I'm going to look. Yeah. Last night to my husband, I said, do you know what tomorrow is? And I was like, Spirit Halloween locator goes. He's like, I don't even know what that is. Oh. I'm like, you should by now.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're getting ready. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. There are so many different things I could talk about today that are concerning with this, but here's one of them.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
There's another AI model that escaped its environment and breached three organizations and went rogue. This has been happening more and more.
We don't need this. Like, we don't need this.
Rogue AI. They said that.
That's not good.
Yeah. Anthropic. I don't even know. Admits its Claude AI system breached three organizations during cybersecurity tests. The models were able to access the internet even though the systems were supposed to be offline. They exploited weak passwords and unauthenticated endpoints to break through.
Okay.
So it went rogue. This happened after OpenAI system went rogue a while back.
I just like, it's something new every day. You know, like, is this necessary?
It's so scary.
Is this necessary?
Well, I mean, and that's the problem with AI. It's like, I don't like AI. And the AI slop, like, I don't know if you saw the other day, they had this Duluth lift bridge thing. Yeah, you saw, you were on that mm-hmm. group. Somebody had the lift bridge, but the it was angled funny or whatever. And it was like, this like, AI slop is everywhere.
Yeah, and like you can tell when people use AI. And it's just like, I've fallen for some AI things before. Like when Taylor Swift got married, there are some really realistic like things out there, and I was like,
"Oh, yeah, can't believe anything you see anymore."
Yeah, and I'm like super concerned for like my mom and my aunt who are already gullible, and I'm just like, "Oh no." It's not good.
It's happened with my folks too. It's like, that's not real. It's AI. And they go, no, it's real. No, it's not. Yeah. It's AI.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, hey, what you're sending me is AI. And they're like, who cares if it's AI?
And then sometimes I see some of these political things and I went, that's not real. And then it turns out, oh, no, that really did happen. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Let's just stay off the internet.
Okay. Back to it now. Josh Ross, Hate Hop, Jason Aldean, When She Says Baby on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Some Angel with Lauren Wells. What's going on?
Well, our angel today is Morgan Wallen. I did not have a chance to talk about this in Lauren's Country Lowdown, but the Morgan Wallen Foundation has donated nearly $39,000 in instruments to a North Las Vegas high school. He's done this before. He donated a ton of money and instruments to a school. I want to say it was in Wisconsin, because he, you know, always travels for his stadium tours. And usually when he's in town, he'll do something under the radar. So the head of the school said that she is so pleased, so grateful. She says that it helps them kind of get prepared for the next school year. Takes a lot of stress off. And she says, we'll continue to grow and get better. All thanks to Morgan. So
I just went to MorganWallenFoundation.org and I was like, okay, what's their mission statement on this? And it says, Morgan Wallen Foundation supports programs for youth in areas of sports and music. They also are committed to helping communities in times of crisis, like ensuring access to food, critical supplies, and more. So that's a good thing that he's doing there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But he never announces it himself, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
he's not doing it to.
They also partner with Make-A-Wish Foundation, too. I didn't know that. You can donate online, too. Mm-hmm. That's neat.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And then it helps out with those music programs. We always hear about the music ones, but I didn't know about his community help and stuff on that.
So yeah, that's cool.
That's good. I like that. Thank you, Lauren. Cody Johnson and the Painter on B105. So, you know, I don't know if you heard about this before. It's kind of what happened. Like, it's like a phone neck issue that's going on. How looking at your phone all the time changes your body.
Mm-hmm.
Screen time. They say the physical toll of always looking at your phone is even more profound. So if you use your phone all the time, you're going to have head and neck gradually move forward, impacting your posture. Shoulders can become tight and tense. Eyes get strained. Eyesight can become damaged. Sleep patterns can shift, and muscle loss is possible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not good for you to always be in that one position looking down, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Right? So,
remember, maybe it was pre-COVID, but, like, people were getting, like, horns on the back of their head from, like, looking. Uh-huh. That has stayed with me and scarred me.
Yeah. Look out. Be careful. The best tip I have for staying off your phone is just have it run out of battery. My phone hasn't been charging correctly. Miranda Lambert on B105. We will see you later. You have a terrific day. The workday kickoff. Commercial free continues. Joe's coming in next, and we'll see you on Monday. And don't forget to get to your jokes for the 710 Laugh-Offs. Win those Joe Coy tickets.